Now recognizing the Onyekov from Makovic, Mr. Barry Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My question is a question that I asked before. I'd like to address it to the President of the Nunatsiavut. Will the Nunatsiavut government continue to lobby Newfoundland Hydro and the PUB for a higher life block for the hydro bill to support high costs of home heating in our region? We would love to have the same hydro bill as my cousins and friends living in the Upper Lake Melville area. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Nakumiak, Mr. President.
Yes, we certainly would like to see lower light bills, and we as taxpayers are impacted by hydro costs impacting those who depend on electricity. Hopefully in the very near future, where we are looking at not being so dependent on the diesel-generated power plant, that we will start to see wind power or solar energy helping us to see more affordable ways of using the hydro that is needed. We will continue to lobby on behalf of Labrador Inuit, and having been at the forefront of the Muskrat Falls, fighting for the rights of Labrador Inuit being impacted, we will not give up in fighting for Labrador Inuit in how Labrador Inuit are served best. I know that lobbying the provincial government, it's a responsibility of Nunatsiavut government, and so we will continue to report back to the Assembly on how we are moving forward in lobbying the provincial government or even the Newfoundland Labrador Hydro.
Nakumik, does the Onyekov have a supplemental question?
Yes, just one. Will the Nunatsiavut government then seek to lobby to get a position to sit on the PUB to advance our issues forward? Thank you.
Mr. President.
Anderson. The First Minister is the minister responsible for this issue, but I certainly make myself available to meet with the Public Utilities Board or other organizations where we will seek involvement in how we can best be in a position to put forward any issues such as being a part of the Public Utilities Board. But again, this would take work of the government, and certainly the Executive Council will have to work hard in how we can best approach being able to become a member of the Public Utilities Board. We will continue to lobby whomever we have to get into a position where we will be able to have a stronger voice in how we can approach the issues that we are dealing with.
Nakumik, Mr. President. Onyekov Anderson, do you have a supplemental question?
No, Mr. Speaker. Thank you very much, and much appreciated, Mr. President.
Ukatik ilitagilugo ang Onyekov Perry Anderson. Nakumik ukalatik apigaswayaga apigilautsmayaga tanatugayuk ang Onyekov nunatsawmi nunatsaw kawa mga pivalalatu kikarutayak Newfoundland Hydro ang Malo Public Utilities Board ako niti civilayak hay akiligat sanginik ikayuvalayak illumini nigumitsiyak nunavutini tay matsaynak hydromic akiligo mabugut sulu katangut at sukanik ang malu ilakanik Upper Lake Melville mi unik nakumik Mr. President nakumik uhatik nakumik ang ayukak tay matako mabugut akiligo sanik mikilitigak ang mauvagut taksinik akiligo hatatugut at tutaw katabugut hydromut akiligo sanginik akilitaw ayahinik at tuinig hatatut tay kuninga huatsan tukut at uhatatut imaka manakuluk pilangilagut diesel limit power plant limit tako yasilakugut anugimik at luta ufalo sa kinimik nigum tuitunik piulo alamat tatsa mga khatsantunik ato katatunik kikatu valala kuhut Labrador Inuit amalo si wapialuta Muskrat Falls uvatinik tako umakatatut Labrador Inuit hanuk ato inita ukata mga ata tayamak pi valala kuhut Labrador mi hanuk Labrador Inuit ikayuta ukata mga ata kayo mawanga kikatunik province kawa mga ni tanapiya uyalak nunat sawut kawa mga nut tayamat tayamat sa inak pi valala kuhut katim matinut uhaluta hanuk pivalle mangata kehatun nimut provinsip ka manganut ufalu Newfoundland Labrador Hydro nakomik uhati angayukak apitsuti kagelavin atot situ namik nunat savut ka manga malu SIIP kehatulatun itse vakati kagel Public Utilities Board uhalasung uvalde lagatse hanuk isumalu tikam mangata nakomik Mr. President nakomik nakomik ang yukak Mr. Anderson civil park ang yukak tatsuminga pivolaya hayuk tatsuminga ismalu tau yumik tav talk to money sung lakonga kati kati halunga public utilities board u follow asing nik pivolaya malunga khanuk to money sung lamangata ismalu tau yunik u haluta sulu public utilities board amma tako ka much la hapare halatut ammalu executive council sulah hapare halatut khanuk pigaya mangata ilaliu khatiya public utilities board ki khatutivalla la khot taimak pisungulata nipakhaluta ammalu hanuk ismalu tigeyoyut pegayemangata manna pegala yevut nakomik ukhatti nakomik Mr. President angayukak Anderson apitsuti khagelavin auka ukhatti nakomik ammalu nakomik Mr. President.
Recognizing Jeff Montague of the Savunivut Inuit Community Corporation.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I've got a question for the Minister of Finance, Human Resources, and Information Technology. Has the Nunatsiavut government itself ever been subject to a cyber attack such as ransomware or of that something of that nature?
Minister Evans.
Yes, so in regards to your question, the answer is no, we have not.
Nakomik, for your brevity. The next hand that I saw was ordinary member for Postville, Mr. George Gear.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Where all of Nunatsiavut members' personal information has been compromised, will NG offer identity protection to its members?
The Minister of IT, Minister Evans.
Yes, thank you for the question. Right now, the Nunatsiavut government is exploring options around credit monitoring for our beneficiaries. With the information that's going out, we have identified several free credit counseling companies. But having said that, it was a contractor who suffered the breach, and so NG is exploring options with them if they would provide free credit monitoring to the beneficiaries that were impacted or possibly could be impacted by this breach.
Nakomik, does the ordinary member have a supplemental question?
No, thank you for your answer.
Sovinivut Inuit Nunalit Cooperation Nik Nakomik Uhalatik Apetsuti Havonga Angayukamut Kinoyaliginimut Human Resources Information Technology Nunatsiavut Kavamanga Atunitosimlotsum Yung Suluakiliya Halotik of Hanugalanik Takuninga Uhalatik Angayukak Evans A Kiyoswa Yagit Aukatai Makpios Mangilagut Nakomik Naitumik Kiyogavit Kingulimik Takokoyaga Kihatutik Hippokami Mr. George Gear Nakomik Uhalatik Ilunata Nunatsiavum Ilalusima Yugut Inunut Hoyo Hangtunik Pilukato Samuyuk Nunatsiavut Kavamanga Ikayogaswasloni Inunik Paitsiraswaloni Hoyti Tautail Tsaraswaria Ilunanginut Ilalusima Yunut Minister Information Technology Angayukak Evans Nakomik Tatsuminga Apitsogavit Mana Nunatsiavut Kavamanga Hinigalayuk Hanuk Kino Yamik Kamasungumangata Ilunanginut Ilalusima Yunut Taimak Hoyimayavut, Hoyimabogut, Ilangin Nik, Teyo Yumik Free Credit Counseling Companies, Taimako Haloagama, Taina Contracted Tasimalotut, Hoyawe Hangin Nik, Iminik Hoyisimalotut, Nunatsiavut Kavamanga, Hanuk Piyamangatik Hoyisagalayut, Imarapitatsiriatut, Free Credit Monetary, Ilalusam Yunut, Atutosimalotut, Ufolo Atutosungulatut, Nakomik Kikatutik Apitsuti Harelavin.
The next question will be from the ordinary member for the Canadian constituency, Mr. Roland Saunders.
Nakomik, Mr. Speaker. My question is for Finance Minister Evan. Last month, I requested funding assistance for the displaced Nunatsiavut members living in the Northwest Territories that were forced to evacuate their towns and cities because of the wildfires that were raging there at that time. My question to you, Mr. Minister, will be, will you assist those members with monetary funding?
Minister Evans.
Thank you, member. I did see your email a while ago. I would just like to let you know that Finance doesn't develop and administer programs, so I'm not sure if maybe more appropriate for like a department or the NEC, or but like for Finance, we don't develop and administer programs. But having said that, in your email, you referenced 11 beneficiaries. We did speak with a beneficiary that lives up north that was involved with the fire and evacuation, and she had returned for a funeral for the death of a loved one. But her and her son are both beneficiaries, And when they went to Edmonton, they had the lodging was paid for the night. The gas at the gas station was provided free, and there was entertainment provided that night. So I think going forward, looking at your request, because it's a valid request, I can't speak for other ministers, but maybe we could get more information about what was provided from the federal government to the Northwest Territories and to their people of Northwest Territories, stuff like that. So we could have some more information on what actually happened and how they were impacted, because the email that we had received was sort of vague with not a whole lot of information, but that's the discussion. Because like going forward, like you had mentioned in your email, that I'm sure we'll see more of this kind of climate change situations. Like just for an example, in our region, the polar bear, like, you know, with the lack of sea ice, we find they're changing their direction. And we had individuals in our region that had their cabins repeatedly broken into and damages incurred time after time. So would this be a situation that we would look at using NG funds? Because it is a climate change situation. I think it's like not a discussion for a one-off. It's a discussion to ensure we'll be consistent and straightforward with our approach.
I do see that the president would like to also offer a response.
Thank you, ordinary member for the Canadian constituency. What a question to the Minister of Finance. I was anticipating the question to be brought to my attention, and as my staff have done a bit of research, there were 10 beneficiaries of the Labrador-Inuit Land Claim Agreement that were evacuated from Yellowknife due to the wildfires. And the North Dakota government has been exploring how could we support these evacuees or other evacuees in the future. And the North Dakota government has reached out to the Indigenous Services Canada to ask if there are any program, including the Emergency Management Assistance Program, that North Dakota government could avail of. The initial response was that the Emergency Management Assistance Program is only for First Nations on reserve. So the program officer is investigating to see if there are any other program that we as North Dakota government could avail of. And this work is ongoing. I will be able to report back to the assembly of any other developments that may arise from the question that the ordinary member for the Canadian constituency is asking. Nakumik uhati.
Nakumik, Mr. President.
Uhalatik. Kingulimik apiyaswayuk. Kihatutik, Mr. Roland Sanders. Roland, nakumik uhalatik api umaya kinoy ligini mut ang yukanga Evans takhiulotumi api laukut kinoy tagay mangata kimaya kismalotunut nunat sabot ilalus mayungin nik nunat territories mayunik kimaya kismalotut ang hangin nik ikwalatu halimat taitsumani una api umaya ka ang yukak ikayulaksi taikuninga ilalus mayunin kinoy mun uhalatik ang yukak Evans nakumik ilalus mayut Hagito ya kutilote te kolotaga khoititsigum tun na khagit kinoya liginnik pigala khatang itu angai khak pigala jangnik imkha manna pigunnang itu department tisini NEC kuni tawtok kinoya mut takuninga pigala khatang ilagut tawtok o khalotit hagito ya kut pichuti khayumik alfanik ilalusmayunik nilivigilotovut ilalusmayuk avanimuk tamani lotuk ikiyu khalimmat khimaya khamata utiga khalotuk iluvitsiga tuluni nalige yangani asiyusimalomat tavatok taina inningalu ilalusmayuk admintilemata illugiya khalotanga akilitolotuk taichumani unusami chwalta lotut akikhangitumik amande khanugalak pegalalotuk taichumani unusami taimai matsiu pegumabanga takullugo khanuk pegumamangata tana peuyuk apigisimayanga nilligun nangilanga angayuk khap Inani, Tavta, Koyavalaya Code, Hanuk, Canada, Manga, Pigalalo Mangat, Northwest Territories Munich, Amalu inunik Avani Munich, Northwest Territories Imi, Koyavalasungla Code, Hanuk, Pigalalo Mangata, Amahanuk at Twinikalo Mangat, Haitoya Kuti Lotut, Tavta, Kutsa Longilagut, Haitit Sangamatuta. Tavatok tanna uhalauti yavut uhalotutit haritoy yakut imahat emak silop asanguninganik tkhovallalama yugut sullu nunait nunatini sikokhatsaghatagunnaimat asaguya khatalitut inuit nunatini illungit sikutstawalahatatut khangaulimmat imahat atsumingapisungubut atulluta nunatsavut kavamut kinoyanginnik silak asangunimmut pigalammat immaha uwagut uhalagunnangalagut manna tavatok uhalasut Taimatsak pilagata sibupeluta khanuk pim mangata ukhalatik takobonga angayukhak kiyumayuk angayukhak Johannes nakomik ukhatik nakomik kikhatutik apitsugalagavit angayukhamut kinoyeliginimut tamanilokonga katimamata khawiditautlunga sulahattivut khawigalasimaltut sinanik ilalusimuyukhalokuk Labrador inut Satusaisiman ningin nut, himaraya kalutut, jalanai fumi, ikuala tuholomat, nutsawat kawang mga, kawayuvalerali, kanuk takoninga ikayusung mangata, amalu seago, himaraya kalutunik, nutsawat kawang mga, ukala hatikarumalutut, Indigenous Services Canada, kanuk pigalam mangata, amalu tuavilitik, ikayutau ramik, nutsawat kawang mga, atusungulanganik, sirulipamik, kiyolotut, Tuavitumik ikayugayamik pigalakatatut piyaukatatut kisani First Nations ini nunalini tanna khawititaw aswatuk khanugaylak pigayamangata nansawit kawamanga atusungoyanganik tanna sulagayawalayayuk ukasungulakunga katimayunut khanugaylak pigalamangata tanna piyuk apitsutimit kikhatutik Canada mi ilalusimayunik apitsuyuk nakumik ukhatik nakumik angayukak.